The brain of the higher animals, including man, is a double organ consisting of right and left hemispheres connected by an isthmus of nerve tissue called the corpus callosum. Some 15 years ago, Ronald E. Myers and R.W. Sperry, then at the University of Chicago, made a surprising discovery. When this connection between the two halves of the cerebrum was cut, each hemisphere functioned independently, as if it were a complete brain. Been getting it on worth jack shit lately, plastic shit or otherwise, any kind of shit. If you boys are psychologist types and you've been listening to my endless debriefings with Hank, what the hell is Donna's handle? How do I get next to her? I mean, how is it done? With that kind of sweet, unique, stubborn little chick? Each girl is different, the seated deputy said. I mean, approach her ethically, Fred said. Not cram her with reds and booze and then stick it into her while she's lying on the living room floor. Buy her flowers, the standing deputy said.
What? Fred said, his suit-filtered eyes opening wide.
Oh, this time of year you can get little spring flowers at the nursery departments of, say, Penny's or Kmart, you know, or an azalea.
Flowers, Fred murmured.
You mean plastic flowers or real flowers? Real ones, I guess.
The plastic ones are no good, the seated deputy said. They look like they're, well, fake. Somehow fake.
Can I leave now? Fred asked.
After an exchange of glances, both deputies nodded. We'll evaluate you some other time, Fred, the standing one said. It's not that urgent. Hank will notify you of a later appointment time. For some obscure reason, Fred felt like shaking hands with them before he left, but he did not. He just left, saying nothing, a little down and a little bewildered because probably of the way it had shot out of left field at him. So suddenly,
they've been going over and over my material, he thought, trying to find signs of my being burned out, and they did find some. Enough, anyhow, to want to run these tests. Spring flowers, he thought as he reached the elevator. Little ones. Well, they probably grow close to the ground, and a lot of people step on them. Do they grow wild? Or in special commercial vats, or in huge enclosed farms? I wonder what the country is like. The fields and like that, the strange smells. And he wondered, where do you find that? Where do you go, and how do you get there and stay there? What kind of trip is that, and what kind of ticket does it take? And who do you buy the ticket from?
Andy thought, I would like to take someone with me when I go there. Maybe Donna. But how do you ask that? Ask a chick that. When you don't even know how to get next to her. When you've been scheming on her and achieving nothing. Not even step one. We should hurry, he thought, because later on all the spring flowers like they told me about will be dead.